Welcome back to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. We are joined once again by Coach Stephan Hedick from the Mobridge Pollock girls basketball team. You're headed to Huron and the SODAC 16. You're going to take on T-Area. You know, you and I have had the discussion, I think, since you started coaching the girls team about strength of schedule. You're coming up against a team that's in the southeast part of the state, and they play a lot of tough squads. They play a lot of double-A squads during their season, and they get against some of the top competition around the state. I think they've played most of the 16 teams that are playing in the SODAC 16, if not all of them, at one point in the season. So strength of schedule is very important. You did have a couple of chances to play some bigger teams this year. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between playing in the north central part of the state and the southeast part of the state.
Yeah, it's just we're always looking for tougher competition. You know, you don't get a lot out of a game. You know, everybody's trying to get better, but if you get a game where against a program who's just kind of struggling and trying to figure themselves out and can't do a lot, and you're a little more successful, and you don't get a lot and they don't get a lot. So there's nobody that really advantages to a game that's a 30 or 40 point blowout. So ultimately we want to have competitive games to be battle tested at the end. And this is T-Area's last year as a Class A team. Actually, next year they're up to Double A. So it would appear to me by their schedule that they're starting to prepare for that. They've played a lot of Double A opponents throughout their regular season. They've played a lot of solid opponents down there, but we've been working on it, and we've had some tougher opponents like you mentioned as well this year, and so we've seen it as well. You know, we Sisseton is the number one team in the state by seed points, and we played them early in the season, one of our first few games, and we played right with them. Fell a little bit short at the end. I think it was, I don't know, maybe a 10-12 point game at the end, but it was a lot closer game throughout. Ron Colley's ranked above there, and we didn't have our best game against them, to be totally honest, and we were still right with them. So we have played some solid competition, and we've played right with them, you know, and we truly believe that we're right there with anybody in the state.
I know you're going to cringe right now, but you played a team from North Dakota, Red River, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but as bad as it looked, it was good experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1,000%. That was just, you know, next level basketball, and that was a team. It was an experience for us. At the time, it maybe didn't seem like a good experience, but there's good things that come out of it. You know, it's a good reminder when you're at a position in a program where you're winning a lot of games. At times, it's easy to get complacent and think that we're where we need to be and we're just going to get it all done. And it's a reminder that there is always a next level. There's always a level above you, and there's always something to strive for, and there's always something you can always push to be better. That was a crazy good team. And you know, I don't think that a single Class A team that we're talking about in this SODAC 16 is going to touch that Red River team, you know. So as far as being battle tested, we played a team that is better than maybe anybody else played. And to the girls' credit, in that game down in Sioux Falls, you know, feels like that game was 3 years ago the way the season goes. But we did start getting better. You know, we battled and we never quit. You know, no matter what the score was and no matter what the game looked like, we didn't quit. And credit to the girls, you know, using it as an opportunity to build and to get tougher and to get better.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that for a moment. You have the Red River game, and it does seem like a while ago, but how does that, as a coach, advance your thinking towards where we're at now, where we're sitting in this situation against T-Area?
You know, just like I said, you know, that next level game that we played down there that day, it helps you prepare. It helps you know that there's teams out there, and it kind of just helps you, I think, as a player. In that game, they had to dig in and they had just had to find more. You know, when you just have such a tough time getting anything done when they're playing the style of defense that Red River played, you as a player have to dig in and just find it within yourself. And that in itself is an ability, you know, for you to dig in and dig deeper and know that there's more in there and find, whether it's more energy or more passion or more aggression or whatever it is, find a way to get the ball up the floor, find a way to get a shot to the basket, whatever it is, you know, and that's going to help you in a lesser opponent as well.
So do you use that as a reminder, you know, when you get into postseason play, you know, here's what we need to do, because remember when we played against Red River and we couldn't accomplish this, so here's what we need to do tonight? Or is that something you just, you know, like you take it game by game, situation by situation?
You know, I think we haven't really talked a lot about the Red River game since the Red River game. We talked about it right afterwards, you know, for a couple days in our post game and our reflection. You know, it's good to reflect on any game, win, lose, or draw. And we talked about the advantages that you get out of that, you know, and then we've just kind of moved on from it. And this week, you know, these past 3-4 days of practice have been just purely focused on T. You know, we've got great scouting reports. You know, every coach across the state is really does a good job of helping a guy out, especially when you're seeing a team that you're not real familiar with. I've had a couple coaches that have given me great scouting reports and their thoughts on T area, as well as film for us to break down and watch as well. So we've really just been focused on what are their strengths and what are we going to do to counter that, and what are we going to do to allow our strengths to show through in the game as well.
Here's what I'm leading to, and I know that I'm dragging this on, but what I'm leading to is last year in the regionals, you guys, I think, had to be disappointed in your loss to Dupree and ending the season like that. As a motivational tool, do you ever use that, say, hey, that's what happened last year, we've worked our tails off to get to where we are this year, let's not let that happen again?
As far as me in conversation with the girls, I haven't brought it up. You know, I haven't talked about that game or any of those games in specific. But I think inside of them, you know, after that Dupree game, you know, the post-game speech, you know, that's always one of the toughest ones to have is the game, the one after that last game, should it be a loss. But there's, you know, there's only four teams in Class A that get to end their season on a win. So that's the tough talk to have. But part of that message is always, for those that are coming back, you know, for those underclassmen, whether you're junior, sophomore, freshman, eighth grader, whatever, this should leave you hungry. This should absolutely leave you with a drive, with a desire to do better, to do more, to get farther next year. And we have, you know, we're already one step farther, but that's not, you know, I know in every one of these girls' hearts, that's not enough, that they're ready to show up tomorrow and go after it and take it to the next step.
A basketball season can be long, it can be a grind, and then you get to postseason where you're supposed to be at the peak of your level, but sometimes there's these little issues that come up health-wise. I know that before the region start, you had a couple of girls that were, you know, had a little bit of a sickness, illness, whatever you call it. How are you right now going into the SODAC 16?
You know, knock on wood, I think it hit us at the perfect time, you know, that we had some sickness running through us right at the beginning of regions. And it was maybe at its worst right around the time that we were playing that first round of regions, which was a game which we really didn't have a lot of problem getting through. And then we were kind of on the way down through Crow Creek, and we made it through. A little bit ugly at times. There was a couple girls, you know, vomiting at halftime at that Crow Creek game. But hands off to them. They came out and fought through it and just dug deep and found a way to get it done, you know. And that's what I love about these girls. They make no excuse. You know, there's been times, the Todd County game this year was another one where we had sickness running through us, and I didn't even realize till after the game that some of them were as sick as they were, but they don't use that as an excuse. You know, they don't say, coach, I just don't think I can do it. I'm just not feeling good. That's not how they operate. You know, they want to be on the floor and they want to get out there and get it done. So anyway, back to what I was saying, I think it kind of hit us at the right time and it's run through and I think we're in a pretty good spot. You never know until you show up to school on Wednesday and somebody's coughing and sneezing and whatever. But I know there's a lot going around, but that's a talk we have with the girls a lot about, you know, washing your hands and you know, drinking your Gatorades and keeping yourself hydrated and taking care of yourself. So anything you can do to to be as healthy as you can when it's the most important.
You know, and another thing that brings my mind full circles, when I played high school basketball, at the end of the season, they give individual awards away. They always gave a Purple Heart award away to somebody who is going to take a charge time after time after time, sacrifice their body to dive after a basketball. I think if I was given a Purple Heart award this year, it'd have to be to Reagan Weisbeck. And the girl, she doesn't just get hit. She gets pummeled into the ground. And there's a lot of times when she just bounces right back up, gets into the next play. There's sometimes when you got to bring her off the floor to see if there's little birds floating around her head. I have to admire that kind of courage.
Yeah, Reagan's a tough girl, and to her credit, she's one of those. She just wants to win, you know, and she's a great communicator on the floor, and she's a great leader in that sense, and she wants to do what it takes, and she is by far and away led our team in taking charges over the past 3 years. You know, she's just kind of got an ability to step in there and get herself in good defensive position and a willingness to take a hit, and it's like you said, she'll get knocked down, and every time in my mind, it's like, oh, God, you know, you get a little scared, and she pops right back up, you know. And sometimes when it looks a little tougher, you send somebody in for her because you think you're going to need to give her a little break, and she comes off and she's, you know, she's looking at you like, well, I'm fine. What are we doing here? You know, get me back on the floor. And all the credit to her. Yeah, she plays really tough, and she does a great job in that sense, and we appreciate that.
You know, and sometimes an act like that to where you take a charge – And you get to go to the line, whatever, that's a spark plug for the rest of the team. They're like, I saw her do that now. Let's get to playing, girls.
Right. That's huge. You know, that can be a huge, you know, game turnaround. You got somebody attacking aggressive to the basket, and they're getting up there, and maybe they would have made a bucket or whatever. And then you're always just looking for that ref to throw his hand behind his head. And once he does, you know, boom, that's – everybody's excited. You know, we're going the other way. They're not getting that basket. We get a chance to maybe make a 4-point swing here, and that can be a huge turnaround and a huge swing in a game. You know, taking charge. It's been a rule since I started. They get one of those big Gatorades from the C-Store, the 32-ounce ones, anytime they take a charge. And, you know, I could have bought it by the case for Reagan.
Yeah, just, I was going to say, you better get your checkbook out. I'm really excited about this Sodak 16 game. I remember, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, we took the trip and made the Sodak 16, and there was a buzz around town. There was a buzz around the school, and the excitement level was high, but I don't think it's as high as it is right now. I think maybe it has something to do with the season you've had, but it also has to do with the character of your team. I think there's a lot of people that are jumping on the ship right now and ready to go, you know, wherever it takes them because of the character that you have with this team. The sportsmanship, the smiles on their faces when they do something good, the rallying behind each other when something doesn't go right. I think that it's more exciting this time around, don't you?
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. You know, the other time we made it, and it's not to take anything away from that team. I was super proud of that team too. But if you remember, that was the COVID year, and there was a number of teams that didn't have seasons, and we kind of had a pretty easy path to it, to be totally honest. We just had to win one game, and it was against Stanley County to get there, but we definitely earned this one. You know, we've had the best season we've had in a long time at 15-4, and like you mentioned, I do think there's a lot more excitement about this team, and I see people in the stands game in and game out that haven't been there in past years. You know, they're starting to show up, and the word spreads about the way these girls play and the way they play hard and the true team that they are, and people love to watch that. You know, I get a lot of comments, text messages, whatever, from people around town about the girls and the excitement that they bring and the way they play, and we appreciate that. You know, the girls hear it, and I always try to pass those messages on to the girls, and they appreciate that, and they feed off of that. You know, seeing those people in the stands there to support them game in and game out, and like you said, I do think that it has to do with the way they play. One of the things I've will forever be proud of this team about is the way they carry themselves with integrity and with intensity, but not any negativity. You know, you see teams that carry themselves and have negative body language, and they're negatively reacting to calls and this and that, and that doesn't help. And we're always the team that plays with composure, you know, and carries ourselves. If things get chippy against an opponent or whatever, we just kind of brush it off and we walk away and we move on to the next play. And I'm super proud of the girls for that, because that's the way you want to play, and you want to be a team that has that reputation as a positive team as well.
Along with that excitement, I'm sure tomorrow night in Huron, you want that to be a home court. And Mobridge Pollock's always been well-traveled. They've always had a great crowd no matter where it's at. But I would think tomorrow night is the most important opportunity for the home crowd to be in Huron and make that feel like it's right here at Tiger High School.
Yeah, absolutely. We travel well, and hopefully we continue to do so, and hopefully we have a lot of fans there. It is here on Tiger Arena, so there'll be a lot of black and orange there. So maybe we'll get that home court feeling from that as well.
All right, Coach. Well, we can't say it enough. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great season, but we don't want to end it right now. We want you to move on, and we hope that you're very successful tomorrow night. And it's just been a pleasure and a great ride so far. Can't wait till it continues on to the state tournament.
Thank you.
Well, that is it for Tiger Talk tonight. It's brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.